This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, I was in the Woodlands last night. Mo and Eric were there for the show, and they're grumpy this morning.
Shut up, Joe. Grouchy. We don't have time for pleasantries.
Most came in and she was like, today is not the day.
We're just joking.
Eric has been repeating to me, shut up, George.
I saw Mo in the parking lot, and the first thing I did was start singing Jelly Roll.
Yeah. I'm not okay.
they were out on a weeknight. They were out on a school night last night. Good show, though, from what I understand from other people online. I haven't talked
tonight
to you all about
if you
it,
have so. The opportunity, yeah. make it there.
Yeah. You would recommend going?
Well worth your time.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. We're going to get into it later. We'll get into all the particulars of the show. But Post Malone last night, it wound up being a sold-out show, right?
Yeah. We noticed.
There's so many when people. I was peeking overheads going, where is Post Malone? All I see is a roof.
Yeah. So, Eric was on the lawn last night, along with a bunch of other people.
Oh, yeah.
You're awesome. Anyway, we'll talk more about Post coming up in just a few minutes. But let's get started this morning. Mo, I'm just going to ease into this, okay?
Okay, slowly.
I need three of the items that are trending in Texas. That's all I need from you this morning, okay? Here we go.
Number three.
On Tuesday, Bush Intercontinental Airport officially opened the West Pier.
What's that?
The new part. They've been under construction for 5 million years. The length of a 7-story building. It's Terminal D for international travelers. Mm-hmm. $1 billion expansion. 6 new gates, D1 through 6, and so it can accommodate larger planes, which is great news. The mayor, of course, says it boosts our economy, and it's time to modernize our airports.
Now, if they could just get the roads around the airport,
I'm very happy.
Number two.
Early voting continues this week for Texans, and on the first day of voting on Monday, Harris County fell just short of breaking an all-time record.
Wow.
More than 125,000 people cast their ballots on Monday. And in comparison, about 128 people voted on day one of early voting in 2020. So,
wait, 128 people?
128,000, sorry.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, wow.
125,000 versus 128,000.
Okay, got it.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Could be a foggy morning this morning as you're commuting, but that makes you think, oh, rain, moisture, we need it? No, nothing. It's still staying away. Lows overnight dipped into the upper 50s, low 60s, and those temperatures are going to warm back up and the fog's expected to go away, which is a bummer because we need rain.
We do need rain. By the way, Farmer's Almanac says,
tell us.
Count the fogs between now and November 1st.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the number of days that we'll be under freezing. For the winter.
Really?
What? Oh, come
that
on.
That is weird. Write it down and actually check?
We can write it down and actually... Well,
does someone else do that?
I don't know who to check with to actually say whether there was fog because we cover such a big area. It's like it could be foggy.
You're right.
It could be foggy in, you know, Livingston or whatever.
Where I live,
here,
but not here in Houston. Yeah, okay, I get it.
But anyway, in your area, just count it up, all right? Those are the top three trending stories. Now I'm going to go back to them telling me to shut up and just
shut up, George.
Here on the Morning Bullpen.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's Brag on Your Kids Week. No matter how old they are, your kid do something great, we want to know about it. You can be our amen here. What's your name and where are you calling from? And then just tell us your good news.
Hello, my name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Joseph from Houston, and I'd like to brag about my daughter, Allison Jade. She's a very smart kid. I never have to worry about her, and she's the captain of her varsity volleyball squad.
Oh, wow.
And they have gone undefeated this season.
Whoa.
And they're going to be going to playoffs pretty soon. And she has a game today, but I can't make it too because I got to work. So I just want to hopefully have everyone wish her good luck this morning. Today.
Oh, man.
Yes!
Absolutely.
What's her team's mascot?
They are the Revolutionaries. So yes. They're the Yes Prep Revs. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
I used to always have a crush on the volleyball girls because they had attitude. Does she have a bunch of attitude, she says?
Yeah, she has spunky attitude.
I knew it.
And she's the captain, so she'll get on their butts and be like, come on, girls, let's go. Get it.
I love it.
Let's go. Well, I love a proud dad, Joseph. Thank you, man, for the call. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you all, and wish her good luck for me, please.
Yep. Can I get an amen and a good luck for Joseph's daughter?
Amen. Valerie's on the phone. Hey, Valerie, tell us about you.
I'm Valerie from Burnham, Texas, and I just want to brag on my kid because she is doing so good in school. She's 3 years old, and she knows how to write her name already. She's just doing an amazing job.
Wow. Eric doesn't even know how to do that.
No, I'm bad at that. I always forget the K. What's so her name?
Her name's Adeline Matthews.
Okay, now it's even more impressive that she's three and can spell Adeline.
Yes.
That is amazing. Thank you for bragging on her. That's awesome stuff for a three-year-old.
Sweet baby.
Yes.
Can I get an amen for Adeline this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. It's Brag on Your Kids Week. You got something you want to brag about with your kids, no matter how old they are? 713-881-5500, and you could be our next amen. A TV reporter is ticking me off, and I don't know if I should call him out on the air or not. I don't know if that's a good idea, but it's ticking me off. We have any grammar police on my side? 713-881-5500 if you have a grammar pet peeve. Was tuned into the news the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a reporter that kept saying pleaded instead of pled.
Like in reference to like a court case?
These
like
three people pleaded guilty. And it was like, isn't that pled?
Pleaded. No, pleaded. That sounds right to me.
Pleaded?
Really? Yeah, pleaded.
I thought
guilty.
It should be pled, right, Mo?
It sounds better to say pled, but I am not the grammar police. I don't know what's correct.
And here's the thing. It's one of those things that, like, once it catches your ear...
You can't unhear it?
Like, it was at the beginning of this story they were doing, and it's like, the three people pleaded guilty, and I was like, it's pled! and the individuals pleaded guilty, and I was like, no! Stop!
I will pay you $1,000 if you can tell me what they pleaded guilty for.
I don't know. I honestly cannot tell you that because I was so obsessed with the reporter saying they pleaded guilty when I really thought it should be pled. Maybe it's just me.
I don't know.
Okay, I looked it up. Both forms are correct.
No way.
No, yes. It is not. That is such a cop-out Eric answer.
No. In the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, the college one, George, the one that went to university.
Oh, Lord.
Both forms are correct.
You could say pleaded instead of pled. Three people pled guilty to charges that... That's the way it sounds. Three people pleaded guilty.
No, they pleaded.
Sounds wrong.
They did both. They can do either one they want, George.
I don't like
that. Who are you to tell them which one to do?
Do you have a grammar pet peeve, Mo?
I mean, I notice them, but I can't like sit on a throne because I'm not good.
Yeah,
but
George.
Your mom.
My mom is psychotic. School teacher school teacher, you know, old school.
But why didn't she correct you? Because you say, I'm going to write down a word, Mo. You say this word, okay? George, it's spelled M-I-L-K, okay?
Okay.
M-I-L-K.
She tries to make me better.
Say
when
that word.
I say the word milk, I say it with an E. I say milk, usually.
Milk.
And pillow.
I do.
But my wife says window seal.
That's like pronunciations as opposed to grammar.
Lazy.
Like every time I know Mo's mom is listening to the show, I get all tense because I know she's like grading me on my grammar.
She is.
So I don't know if you have a grammar pet peeve, Eric, that like gets you. But that one, I mean, once it caught my ear the other night on TV, I was just like, I'm done. I couldn't watch the news after that.
I can't stand when people don't get their apostrophes right in text. When they say you're coming to the party tonight, right?
Yeah.
But it's Y-O-U-R. Uh-huh. Oh, I get so mad. Okay. I'll even correct them through text.
Really?
I am happy to see we have some other people that are just as petty as we are.
Because
we got phone lines. We just have right now we only have like one phone line open. You have a grammar pet peeve. 713-881-5500. You call and share it with us right now while we listen to a little Joe Nichols. By the way, this guy is going to be here for 10 Man Jam, which is coming up on November 11th. We're just less than 3 weeks away from that show. And we have a chance you to win tickets coming up 7:20 here on the Morning Bullpen. Well, TV reporters got me all up in arms because of the way they were saying pled or pleaded. I mean, you couldn't say I pleaded guilty. Or could you say that?
I don't
know. Yes, you're supposed to say that, George.
I pleaded guilty?
Yes. I pled guilty?
It hurts my ears.
Both of them are fine.
All right. We've been arguing in the studio since the mics were off last time.
No, I bless it. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you can now say pleaded.
Okay. All right. Well, let's ask Lisa because we're talking about grammar police and Lisa is a teacher. So I thought she'd be a good one to ask. Lisa, first of all, before we get to your grammar thing that you hate, is it plead or pled? Is it pleaded or pled?
Okay, I know there's no specific thing that states it, but I would say formally it would be pled, informally it would be pleaded.
Your Honor, I informally pleaded guilty.
He's just casual. He's wearing
pled.
A t-shirt.
I still like pled better, but that's me.
Thank you, Lisa. You make me feel
You're
better.
You're quite welcome.
looking down my nose at that TV reporter. Lisa is a teacher. You don't want to say where you teach or what area of town you live in.
No, I mean, my kids...
You just don't want to claim
because
you listen to this show, let's be honest.
A lot of teachers.
Yes.
So, okay, see.
What's yours?
If my students hear my voice, they'll know it.
Okay.
So what's your grammar pet peeve?
The worst one is may I and can I. May I go to the restroom? Can I go to the restroom? They ask me, can I? And I go, do you know how?
Right. I mean, I think you can.
Lisa,
because I is basically, do I know how to do this? May I is permission.
I got it. Okay.
Oh, my second grade teacher was Lisa. I don't know. Can you?
And as soon as you say can you.
I text in full sentences with punctuation.
Oh, wow.
Okay, all right.
Laughing out loud.
No, I just put an emoji, okay? So I don't do the whole thing.
Lisa, you're awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to line three, Eric.
All right, that's Tim in League City. Hey, what's your grammar pet peeve?
So I agree with Lisa. Can and may is a big one. I always correct everybody on that. But text and texted... I feel like we're dumbing down America. Now it's okay to say texted, but the word should be text.
No, it shouldn't. I texted my friend.
No, you text yesterday.
Now that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, it does.
You sound like a psychopath.
It doesn't
Tim.
Sound right.
What?
I text.
I mean,
it's the past.
It is not. You are wrong. It must not be. Because I would have to agree with Eric for one time on here that it would be texted.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I text.
Okay. Tim, this is the first time we've ever agreed on anything, and it's that you're wrong.
So, yeah, we both agree that Tim is wrong. Tim, we love you, man. Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate you.
Sherry's on the phone in Willis. Sherry, what's your grammar pet peeve?
I cannot stand when people say, I could care less. That is not correct. You should say, I could not care less.
Oh, because you don't care.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yes,
that
would make sense to me.
Yeah. I see that one. Now, that one totally makes sense.
My buddy just texted me the exact same thing, by the way.
I could care less.
Yeah. You know what? Courtney is hanging on. Courtney, if we don't get to your call, but she was calling about the same thing, too.
Really?
Evidently, it's a big deal for some people. Dee Dee's on the phone. Dee Dee, what's your grammar pet peeve?
Two.
Huh? Wait a minute. Are you talking about me?
Oh, is this a spelling thing?
T-O-O-T-W-O. Okay, to be fair.
Correct.
I understand that also is T-O-O. And I understand that the number is T-W-O. But there's sometimes I'm like sitting and I'm closing my eyes and I'm focused so much on whether it's T-O or T-O-O. Yes. It makes no sense.
She'll just randomly, just during the day, go, okay, I'm writing an email. It says, are you going to Cody Johnson? Mm-hmm. How do I spell that?
I just want to make sure I don't.
T-O-O.
Really?
No, that's T.
No,
I'm sorry.
Thank you,
Dee Dee. Have you met a man named Tim? You and Tim need to get married.
Tim, he called a minute ago.
I love it. You have a grammar pet peeve. 713-881-5500 is the number here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. We get you here with your opinions to help us get our verdict, to solve our daily dilemma, just out here solving the world's problems. And this morning, Mo, the question is this.
I'm scared I'm going to say it wrong. Which is correct? Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Well, it's a simple answer to this. This is going to be our shortest jury duty ever. It's sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Oh, are you serious? You are a psychopath.
I've done it that way ever since I was a child.
Oh my goodness.
So you're a sock, sock, shoe, shoe person?
Did you kill small animals as a child?
I did not.
I'm worried about you now. You put sock on first, and then you put your shoe on.
With
and
a bare foot.
And your other foot's dangling over there with nothing on it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Living its own life. It's free. It's happy. Until I truss it down in a sock and a shoe.
I don't trust you at all anymore with anything.
So you're sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yes.
So your socks get dirty before you put your shoes on.
No. Get dirty. You vacuum your floor.
No, you put your feet down before you put them in the shoe.
Get dirty. They're socks. Your bare foot is on the floor. You're a psychopath.
Which are you?
I'm the correct way, George.
Which is sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
No. I put both of my socks on, and then I put both of my shoes on. And I'm trying to give you grace and figure out, like, what this might be going on. Maybe when I was pregnant, I would lift my leg up and I'm like, whoa, since we're up here, I'm going to put my shoe on.
All right, maybe that's George.
That's not George. I don't understand. I can't help you, George.
Maybe once there were 10 children in my family and I was afraid I would only get one shoe. Maybe that was it.
All right, to everybody on hold, please answer this correctly. I never try to sway a jury, but the correct answer
is stop.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
You cannot tell them the correct answer. Crystal is on the phone in Humble. Crystal, it says that you have pants and shoes on.
Thank you, Crystal.
That's good to know. Crystal. So is it sock, shoe, sock, shoe, or is it sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yes.
It's sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Thank you. That's one non-psychopath that listens to the show.
Okay, that is not true. Anthony's in joggers this morning here.
Hey, lucky.
Joggers and sneakers, right, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, Anthony.
When you got dressed this morning.
Here's the question.
Which is correct? Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, mm-hmm. or sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
No.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, my
Socks
God.
Socks first.
Yes, thank you. Two non-psychopaths.
Am I really the only one?
Yes, I'm just trying to help you, George.
In all of Houston, you're the only one who got dressed that way.
I am starting to feel a little weird about it now. So let's go to line three.
Shauna in Montgomery, what you wearing from the waist down, Shauna?
Hey.
No, like what kind of pants? What kind of shoes?
Well, I actually today I have a skirt and sandals on.
Okay.
But I will say I am pregnant and I still go sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Congratulations.
Are calling me out on this.
We can't help you, George. We can't. None of us.
Yeah, no.
Thanks,
I think it's weird.
Thank you for helping us.
All right, jury duty, your opinions. Oh, help us goodness. Get our verdict this morning.
Emily's on the phone. This is her first jury duty. I'm glad you picked a serious one, Emily. She's in East Bernard.
Hey, this is out East Bernard. This is country folk. I bet she does it my way.
She definitely wears shoes, right, Emily?
Yes.
Okay, good,
but
good.
I am shocked listening to other juries. I agree with George. I'm sock shoe, sock shoe.
Yes.
Wow. This is your first jury duty and your last, Emily. We got it. Right.
It's just that's the way you were raised, right? Maybe it is a country thing.
I mean, I'm not from East Bernard country. I'm from Dallas, Texas, but I mean, I just think sock shoe makes more sense.
See, I was raised in Dog Creek, and it was sock shoe all the way right there. All right, let's get our final juror on this morning. Thank you, Emily. Thanks for being on your very first here. Is this Deanna?
Deanna is in Katy.
Oh, Deanna. I'm sorry.
She said, Deanna. I'm fully dressed. I'm driving. Okay, y'all. Deanna, help us with jury duty today. Which is correct? Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yep, yes. Socks first. Okay.
Ooh.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? I'm beginning to think it's all you city folk. That's a grew up a country boy can't survive. Sock shoe, sock shoe.
If you were as country as you say you are, you wouldn't be wearing shoes at all, George.
Yeah. Well, I don't a lot of times.
Mm-hmm,
what's the first thing that comes off when you get home? Well, that's different for you.
No, it's not. I keep my bra on.
Okay,
the best.
Because the first thing I take off, Deanna hates this. First thing that I take off when I get home is I take off my shoes and socks.
Yeah, same.
What? No.
Absolutely.
I get out of the bath and shove my socks on first.
Who's okay, the psychopath now?
I don't claim to be normal, George.
Oh, wait a minute. Everybody's calling back. They want to change their votes and not be on Eric's side anymore.
All right. Baths.
So, Mo, that is, what's the final juror count this morning on jury duty?
Which is correct? Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe? And the answer is socks first, always.
Woo! By the way, sock shoe sounds like something you ordered at Chinese
restaurant. Had to say it so slow because I just didn't want to sound dumb.
That's jury duty. We do it every day here on the Morning Bullpen. All right, did Mo and Eric get toasty with Posty last night? Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to talk about the Post Malone show that was last night in the Woodlands. And he's going to be there again tonight. We have details coming up here on the Bull. Oh, wrong one. You know what? I just stressed out Jerry. Sorry, wrong button. My apologies, Jerry. Time for Eric to write a song this morning. He writes it off of your topic, your calls. And Jerry, what was your topic this morning?
It was the contest that y'all have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the stress and the rush and the feelings. It's like, get it, you know, dial that number, redial. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, keep going, you're going to get it, you know. It's like, this one will get it. You'll get right in.
Yeah, man, well, Jerry gets stressed out by your contest.
Imagine how we feel, Jerry. what are you trying to win right now, sister?
I just woke up.
Oh, and so anything.
She's just trying
anything,
to live.
She'll take anything. So, yeah. All right.
thanks for the suggestion, Jerry.
Let's go to Veronica, Mo.
Veronica is on the phone with Donatella, who is 13, in the car. What do y'all want us to sing about today?
Picture day at school.
Oh.
Ooh, Donatella, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Ooh, okay, this is a big deal for a 13-year-old. What are you wearing?
Just sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Yes,
it's a rough Wednesday. It's a rough Wednesday.
So today's not picture day.
No, today's not picture day.
Okay, I was thinking today was picture day, and I was like, and your mom was wearing
a
t-shirt.
All right,
so picture day at school is a good suggestion.
Yes.
You have a great day at school today in your sweatpants and t-shirt,
yes,
okay?
Yes, girl.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a couple more real quick here. Go to line two, Eric.
All right, that's Julie in Texas City. Hey, what should I sing about?
I think you should sing about squirrels.
It's actually Squirrel Awareness Month.
No.
I'm sorry, George has vetoed that.
I hate squirrels.
He does.
That makes it even fun.
I was going to say, Julie's evil laugh is how I know that you are one with me, sister.
I hate squirrels. They're just rats with fluffy tails. You realize that. They're nasty. They're horrible. All right, 713-881-5500. Tyler is in LaPorte. Hello. Tyler, good morning. What do you want Eric to sing about today?
I would like Eric to sing about people who don't recognize their sit-down air is about to take us all out.
Oh.
Girl.
You and I should have drinks sometime.
Because I'm just trying to figure out why I can smell it and you can't.
Right. It makes no sense. I can get in an elevator and I can smell who's been there.
Here's the thing. We all talk about, like, you know, going and get baptized and stuff like that. They all have these shirts that say, take me to the water, leave it in the water, bring some soap.
It's real.
Jesus washes sins away, but he also washes body odor.
Now, here's the thing. Is it our responsibility that you and Mo have, like, super sensitive noses?
Because if I can smell what you had for dinner last night in the elevator, we got a problem.
Yes. No, that's if you're covering it up with cologne, then that means there's actually a real problem, and you know it's a problem.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, but that's not true. See, you all have super sensitive noses. Most people wouldn't smell it, so I don't think we have to make an exception for y'all.
I just gagged for you, Tyler.
At the end of the day, what you smell like needs to stay in the four walls of your home. And if you are that down with soap, come meet me in LaPorte. I will pay for you.
You're sweet.
In LaPorte right now. Tyler, thanks for the suggestion.
No problem.
All right. Eric, some really good suggestions today.
Squirrels.
Yeah, can I do squirrels?
Not squirrels. Anything but squirrels.
Okay. You control the buttons, so I guess I can do squirrels. So I'm going to do Tyler's. Let's do smelly folks.
Smelly folks is going to be the name of our 10-minute tune. Let's find out what Eric can do with that. He'll write the song, come back, and perform it in less than 10 minutes. It's our 10-minute tune here on The Bowl. Time to find out what Eric has created with our 10-minute tune. 10-minute tune works this way. People call us, they tell us all these crazy topics, and Eric takes one of those crazy topics and he makes a song out of it.
And Miss Tyler called in from LaPorte with this suggestion.
Okay. All right, Tyler.
I would like Eric to sing about people who don't recognize their sit-down air is about to take us all out.
Oh.
Their sit-down air.
She had all the jokes.
She did.
Yes.
Jesus washes away sin, but soap helps or whatever. So
we get it.
Stinky people.
I get it, girl.
I don't think it's our responsibility that you have super sensitive noses. Just saying. That's my contention. I'm sticking by it. Eric, back in the studio.
I'm back. And I have no sense of smell.
Correct.
So I honestly don't know what stinky people smell like. I don't know if I am a stinky person.
So you're totally on the other opposite side of Mo.
Yeah, but I'm doing it for the people like Mo who can smell you.
A song for me?
Yes, this is a song for Mo.
And Tyler.
To all the stinky people out there. And I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm taking on Rascal Flatts.
Rascal. Ooh.
Wait,
okay.
What?
All right. It's today's 10-minute tune. Let's see how he does here on The Bowl.
Something's stinking up this room. I hate to say it, but my nostrils led me straight to you. Your BO is pungent. And I'm sorry, I feel bad. It's weird you can't smell your own pits. Give your body a good rinse and you won't smell like poo. Every spray perfume couldn't cover it up. No cologne works on you. And I say this with love. Please just, Lord, get some soap and just scrub. This much I know is true. God bless my poor nose, 'cause it's gotta smell you.
Oh,
Okay, that was kind of funny there.
My life is what that is.
That's what it is.
I gagged when you said the cologne. So,
which is worse, the natural musky odor of someone the super, like, Axe spray of someone?
So bad. The Axe spray will kill you, you know. That's poison.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's the what one I that you would go with there. So. Okay. That's our 10-minute tune. We do it every morning. Eric creates a song off your suggestion, so tomorrow morning you can call in and make your suggestion about a crazy song that he should do here on The Bull. Now, coming up, Mo and Eric were at Post Malone last night. Could there be a country heart under all that ink? We're going to find out. All right, you heard the code word from Cody. You can text that in to 20357, and you'll be in the running for tickets to his show. Cody Johnson, tickets all day today, right here from 100.3 The Bull. Last night at the Woodlands was the Post Malone show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little difference of opinion in the studio about Mr. Post Malone. Is there a country heart under all those face tattoos? Mo and Eric were there last night.
Yes.
Your impression of the Post Malone show last night?
It was amazing. I'm so glad I went. Struggling a bit this morning,
yeah,
but it's all worth it. I kind of wish I was still young and could go again tonight, because I would.
Yeah, because there are a few tickets left for tonight.
There are.
I would go again as well.
Yeah,
you George. Would go again.
Yes, it was magical, George. He is just, he feels the music,
mm-hmm.
But then the thing is that when the music stops, he's got, here's my impression of the way Post Malone talks in between songs.
Yes.
Is that true, Mo?
He's very expressive. I thought I was bad. But he, it is just like next level. And I was surrounded, like the crowd was so interesting. Like there were very, very old people and there were kids, like babies. Yeah.
And it was also, I saw a bunch of cowboy hats.
Yes.
But I'm used to seeing pure country shows at Cynthia Woods. And I'm used to seeing a sea of country fans.
Right.
This was just eclectic.
Kind
of
the right
mix of everybody.
It was great.
So cool.
And that's what I wondered. As a country music fan, you love the show, though.
Obsessed.
It was a country show.
It was a country show. He countrified even like his other songs, his hip-hop songs.
See, because my contention is, not that he's not welcome, and not that I don't love, and I do love his music.
Sure.
But my contention is he's not going to be in the country genre in 2 years.
Oh, how dare you.
It didn't
I just don't think
so. I get
so.
It. It didn't feel unnatural, though. It felt like he was doing like what he's always loved.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think he's from Texas, so he gets at both sides of it, right?
Yeah. No, he'll be here forever. I think he has fallen in love not only with country music, but with the other country music performers, because his album features so many huge artists, and I think that they have welcomed him. And truthfully, I'm going to say something controversial. Country artists are nicer. Just in general.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he likes this community.
Yep.
He likes the community. That.
Yep, absolutely. And he actually had something to say about how nice they were.
Yeah, but
I cannot.
Okay, that's interesting.
I was trying to think if my kids were there.
I was going to say that Post Malone is on the phone and he called to comment about what I said about not being in country music. What is that, a post? Yeah, there we go. So, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Go tonight.
You should just
go
be aware.
Go tonight if you can. LiveNation.com. Just make sure you're taking your kids.
Okay.
You know what's up.
Yeah. I was going to say, just be warned, right?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like there should be a warning. Yes. It's like, oh, we love that new song with him and Morgan Wallen. And it's like, hey, you know, all that's going on.
He's
going
to F and sing it.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Post Malone again tonight in the Woodlands. Go and see if you see that country heart behind all that ink. Okay.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Jose is in Alvin. Jose's trying to take $100 from Mo. Jose, this is how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Jose?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Jose. We'll get started on this, okay?
All right, Mo, go ahead and get out of here.
Good luck, friend.
Thank you.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, he didn't just Springsteen into fame back in 2012. This artist did it with a drink in my hand. Can you name him?
Drink in my hand.
Need an answer.
George Springsteen.
Question number two. Maybe the Dallas Cowboys will wear bell bottoms on their uniforms when this country star plays the halftime show on Thanksgiving. What's her name?
Lady Wilson.
Question number three. This Idol judge had 24 straight singles at number one before the really bad song called Up in 2021 crashed his party. Can you name him?
Luke Bryan.
Question number five. Girl, Little Big Town had a huge hit singing, I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. What was the name of their hit song?
Girl Crush.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against. Jose did good today.
He did great.
Like how good, Jose?
Like 4 out of 5, and there's a Beatles question in there that you're going to miss.
I know nothing about the Beatles.
Yes.
All right, let's see how you do, Mo. Let's see if you can keep that cash.
Okay, let's go.
Question number one. He didn't just Springsteen into fame back in 2012. This artist did it with a drink in my hand. Name him.
Drink in my hand is Eric Church.
Yeah, so is Springsteen, by the way, a name of one of the songs. He didn't Springsteen
into
George. Jose made up a name. He said George Springsteen. So it's 1-0.
It's Bruce. Right,
question number two. Maybe the Dallas Cowboys will wear bell bottoms on their uniforms when this country star plays the halftime show on Thanksgiving.
That's Lainey Wilson.
It is Lainey Wilson.
So yes. Cool. You got it right. 2-1.
Question number three. This Idol judge had 24 straight number one singles before the really bad song Up in 2021 crashed his party. Name him.
I believe you're referencing Luke Bryan.
It was Luke Bryan, yeah. That was a bad song,
by the way. I kind of forgot about it, actually.
He even admits it.
3-2.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. The drummer for the Beatles is releasing a country album.
I have no idea.
Is it A, Paul McCartney,
no.
B, John Lennon, or C, Ringo Starr?
I saw the picture. He was wearing a cowboy hat.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which one?
I think the first one, Paul McCartney, was the lead singer. The second guy is deceased, I believe.
I believe he is, yes.
So I'm going to go with C.
That is correct.
Wow. What? What just happened?
I'd like to thank Jesus and multiple choice.
Yeah, but hang on.
What?
There's still one more you got to answer.
Okay. Let's go.
Question number five.
Uh-huh.
Girl, Little Big Town had a huge hit singing, I want her long blonde hair, I want her magic touch. What was the name of their big hit song?
Oh, it was Girl Crush.
That is correct.
Thank you for the hit.
Jose, 5-4 was the final score, and she protected her money. I'm sorry.
Yeah, good job, Mo.
Good job, Mo. All right, Jose, you know what you got to say to get out of here, brother.
This is Jose from Alvin, and Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to take $100 from Mo coming up tomorrow morning at 8:20. And next on The Bull, Grammar Police Unite. A TV reporter is driving me crazy with this one pet peeve. I'll tell you what it is and why it's driving me crazy. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, 8:40 here on The Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.